This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Everybody for joining the Power Hour today. I'm Deborah Tavares, and I am Daniel's guest host for the 2 hours that you are going to be involved in a journey of food control by the Rothschilds and the Goldman Sachs and the World Bank. I am also going to be bringing on a special guest, a friend of mine, Al Whitney. And we're going to be talking about the ultimate control of the Rothschild family and certainly making many recommendations for books and information that we would recommend that you all read to understand the takeover and the takedown of the many aspects of our country as a result of being in an annually state of emergency War Powers Act, and the fact that we are all the enemy. And also, as part of the notes under this YouTube, you will find a very, very interesting World Bank PDF read. It's not a short read. It's nearly 400 pages. It's entitled The World Bank, Investing in Resilience, Focus on Agriculture. And it is about Rothschild and Goldman Sachs and the worldwide resource distribution and control programs. And this report highlights challenges and ways in which to attract private capital to the financing of climate change and natural hazards and the various projects that they plan to finance and create markets over and with. It identifies concrete options to address challenges through blended finance solutions with a focus on the agriculture section. And I will tell you that they do discuss water at length as well, because water and agriculture are tandem, as well as land. And many of you that are aware of UN Agenda 21 programs, UN Agenda 2030, realize and know that we have been engaged in a land takeover called the Wildlands Project, and these policies are already adopted in your cities across the country. How do we know that? Because we were collateralized in 1933 against and with the international bankers and the United Nations. And this report is also addressing the public sector and how they're seeking to secure financing for projects that focus on the agriculture sector and the challenges of the financing that they face in captivating and literally controlling all food production, and how they will make climate resilience an attractive funding opportunity in the private sector. Again, this is how they explain resilience investment, and they say that in the report, resilience is defined as the ability of a system, community, or society exposed to climate and natural hazards to resist, absorb, accommodate, and to recover from the effects of a hazard in a timely and efficient manner, including through preservation and restoration of its essential basic structures and functions. Adaptation and resilience are two sides of the same coin. While the term adaptation refers to the adjustment in natural or human systems in response to actual or expected climate and natural hazards or its effect, the term resilience refers to the ability of such natural and human systems to adapt. Therefore, adaptation investments are those which alter planning or existing infrastructure in processes across an industry value chain to protect their security and performance from the consequences of climate and natural hazards. In other words, to make everything more resilient. And this is a very, very telling document. I would recommend that everyone download it and treat it as a workbook, because you will find many admissions from Rothschild and Goldman Sachs throughout this document. Again, it is called The World Bank Investing in Resilience, Focus on Agriculture, PDF. You can, again, find it in the show links. I also, before bringing on my guests, want to talk about an article that we had here in our local paper. Many of you may have seen it, and if not, you'll have a chance to look this up now. It was from the Associated Press, and it was entitled Meat 102, question mark, Clean Meat, SPAT Shows the Power of Food Wording. And this is dated June 20th of 2018. And the program is going to be about the enormous explosion and recreation of the food supply, and incrementally over the many, 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 many years, how we've gotten to where we are now. But this article talks about meat grown in a lab without slaughtering animals, and what should it be called? They go on to say that the question has yet to be decided by regulators, but for the moment, it's pitting animal rights advocates and others against cattle ranchers in a war of words. Supporters of the science are embracing clean meat to describe meat grown by replicating animal cells. Many in the conventional meat industry are irritated by the term and want to stamp it out before it takes hold. It implies that traditional beef is dirty, says the director of government affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. The SPAT shows power over language as a new industry attempts to reshape eating habits throughout the world. Squabbles over language are erupting across the food business as established definitions of mayonnaise and milk are also challenged by the likes of vegan spreads and almond drinks. They go on to say that companies such as Memphis Meats, which, by the way, is based in the San Francisco Bay Area. So companies such as Memphis Beef are growing meat by culturing animal cells, though it could be years, they say, before the products are on the shelves. And actually, when you look into that documentation of Memphis Meats, you find that they anticipate within the next few years to have this product on the shelves, not years. They go on to say big meat producers like Tyson Foods and Cargill Inc. are among Memphis meat investors. And we're also adding to that Goldman Sachs, the World Bank, Bill Gates, and many others are part of the investment team of the reduction and transfer from traditional meat and dairy practices to lab-grown meat. They go on to say there's some confusion over how meat grown by culturing animal cells will be regarded in the U.S. Department of Agriculture oversees meat inspections, while the Food and Drug Administration oversees other aspects of food safety, including the standards of identity that spell out what ingredients can go into products with other specific names. It's a very, very interesting article. It talks about the FDA, which in the past has called out Kraft for using the term pasteurized processed cheese foods, plans to hold a public meeting to discuss cultured meat next month. Now, when I bring on my guest, we're going to talk about public meetings. We're going to talk about the Delphi technique of public meetings and how all of these transitions into a global one world order, including the water supply, the food supply, even the air we breathe, and the petroleum that we need for our vehicles and transitioning us into electric vehicles. But the article goes on, all sides are squabbling to frame the issue in their own words. So they're talking about whether it should be called fake meat. or a meat byproduct, or synthetic meat, or meat that's grown through cultured animal cells. That's what the Cattlemen's Association, the USDA, in February enforced that beef and meat only be used for animals born, raised, and harvested in traditional manner. And they go on to say that the head of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance considered a way to possibly halt the use of clean meat after hearing the term. Now, let's get into this debate, and let's really look at this, regarding this article with gene editing for our food supply and their reference to making the debate about clean versus dirty by implication. We have not only bypassed the first and most important debate, which is whether altering our food supply should ever be done, but now they have technically made food, if declared dirty or default, again, if what they provide is clean. Food as we have known it is therefore unsustainable because it's dirty, unhealthy, inequitable, uses too many resources, water, electricity, etc., and land. Now they can say that they can use it to cure diseases. So now it becomes a healthcare debate and another equitable issue of how they can use and how they can create cures before things occur. By using genetic foods and labeling food as clean versus dirty, they have simultaneously declared food something that's unsustainable. And in so doing, they've committed the ultimate assault on the very life of all of us itself. So with that, I'm going to bring on Al Whitney, who runs the website and also a radio show every Saturday in defense of humanity. And Al, I'd like you to come on and introduce yourself to your website, please. And let's also discuss why the food supply is able to be manipulated because of the annual state of national emergency. Thank you for joining me.
You're very welcome. I'm happy to be here, and I love talking about these topics. My website is anticorruptionsociety.com, and I have another website, parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net. These food issues, they have been seeking, and I don't know how many of the listeners are aware that Kissinger, I think it was in the 70s.
Well, now, Al, I hear a break coming up, so hold on to the Kissinger in the 70s, and we'll return to that on the other side of this break. Everyone stay tuned. You're going to hear some incredible information on the transition of the food supply.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana. Food storage you'll love to eat.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Break. Al, we were talking and getting ready to talk about Kissinger, but I certainly wanted to let everyone know. This is information that you can go to my website, which is stopthecrime.net. Go to the search bar and type in food. We are linking much of the conversation that you're going to hear today to articles that we have discovered on the World Bank's website. On websites that actually set the policies that our country is operating from, and how we have been duped and taken over, and now the food supply is in a massive global disruption. Again, it's been something that has been incrementally occurring for many, many decades, which Al and I will share. But, of course, now with technologies bringing forth what the capabilities are with gene splicing, et cetera, we have a new dimension of a food system that's fast descending on an unsuspecting eating society. And just as a little note, Al, before we get back into Kissinger, is it's important to note that agriculture giant Monsanto never went away. Monsanto has recently licensed CRISPR, C-R-I-S-P-R. It's a gene editing technology from the Broad Institute for the use in seed development, and the company said that it's a step that will likely accelerate and simplify the creation of crops that are resistant to drought. We're going to get into more detail, but Al, I wanted you to discuss the Kissinger comment. Do we have Al?
I'm sorry.
Okay. So Al, prior to the break, you admit.
I could hear you. You're just going to hear me.
Okay. Well, that does happen on our phones. We find. So I'm glad that you could hear me. I certainly hope that all the guests could hear me as well. So now that it seems that we're hearing one another, you were getting ready to say something about Henry Kissinger prior to the break.
Yes, I was. He is quoted as saying, and people can look this up. I mean, there's a little bit different variations. But if you want to control the people, you control the food. If you want to control whole continents, you control the energy. And if you want to control the world, you control the money. And that they have been working on for quite some time. You and I spoke earlier, and we talked about the wonderful books that William F. Engdahl wrote. And one of them was Seeds of Destruction. And this was many years ago, and if people haven't read it, I would recommend it, because he talked about the World Trade Organizations and what kind of deals were made regarding food. And believe it or not, they did make some deals regarding food way back in the 1990s. And I guess there was some reporting of it, but most people I know are completely unaware of it.
Well, Al, I'm glad that you pointed out William Engdahl's book. So for all of you that want to look that up, you spell William's last name, Engdahls. And he talks and has been warning against the genetically manipulated food. And he discusses that again in his book that you mentioned, Al, Seeds of Destruction. But he also talks about the Rockefellers and their eugenics doctrine behind a very destructive plan against humanity. And while all of those books are excellent, and I really recommend everybody dig into these books, in my estimation of things now, given the reality of the disclosures available, I would recommend people look at the Rockefeller and the Rothschild documents themselves that say what they're going to do.
Well, and he quotes them. He quotes those documents in his work.
And that's why we're directly posting them on StopTheCrime.net, the direct posts of Rothschild and Rockefeller. And, again, one of the such disclosures will be under the show notes so that people can actually read how they're creating new markets and financing opportunities off of resilience, the very weather events that they are creating, and how they plan to make profits off of all this destruction. And, Al, everyone that's listening finds some of these things hard to believe. How would our government possibly be allowing this type of destruction and takeover of the food system? And I know that we've been working on the reality that we don't have a government. It's a government in name only. So I'd like you to discuss briefly, if you would, how this can be happening, because it seems that many, many folks are just not getting this most fundamental fact.
Yeah, and I hear this again and again and again, and even these people at conferences, they talk about, well, We need to remove the FDA and replace it. We need to remove the EPA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Melania Trump visited South Texas to see how kids have been faring after being housed away from their immigrant parents at the border.
Also, like to ask you how I can help to these children to reunite with their families as quickly as possible.
The issue of reunification continues to be unclear. Melania's husband was venting today on immigration issues.
This is what we're stuck with. They're the worst immigration laws in the history of the world. The whole world is laughing at the United States, and they have been for years.
At the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, California Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
Democrats will continue to protect dreamers and will keep families together, respecting America's heritage and our future.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The break, Al, you were getting ready to talk about how could such a global event of food disruption, and certainly in the United States, have occurred. Why is this happening? People will say, well, this just is not the country we live in, that we live in a country where the government does what we vote for. In fact, we know that we have very high visual people that are in presumably the truth movement that don't get to the very core and the foundation of our reality. And you were getting ready to talk about how many people in really that are revered as being truth seekers do not talk about the fact that we don't have a government. And how they talk about how we need to replace the EPA and the FDA. So would you follow that up, because you were just getting ready to go into that discussion prior to this break?
Yeah. we are raised or we are told, and many still believe it, some of the people who are very prominent still believe it, that the FDA, the EPA, the USDA, these different agencies, we should get a new head and replace them because they're not protecting us. They're not doing their job. And what people don't understand is in 1933, when they put in the permanent state of national emergency, which is still in place, none of these agencies are constitutional, not one. They followed that with a Federal Register Act. And to manage the national emergency, Roosevelt started putting in agencies that reported to the White House. During a national emergency, the White House took the power to pretty much control the country. And those who are questioning that simply need to look up Senate Report 93549. So when they captured the agencies, they create the agencies. There are now more than 600. And these agencies are making laws, rules, and regulations. Again, none of this is based on the original Constitution. So why is it happening? Because, and why is nobody screaming about it? Because pretty much all of Congress understands that we are under emergency war powers, which gives the White House and all of those agencies the authority they need to regulate all of our activities. And that's why it won't do you any good to send a letter to the EPA or the USDA, United States Department of Agriculture. They don't work for you. They never did. You didn't vote the head of these agencies in. You cannot get the head of any of these agencies out. And yet people still think somehow that these agencies represent the best interests of the country. And it blows my mind when they see that that isn't true again and again and again and again, that somebody doesn't say, well, maybe these agencies don't work for us.
Well, that's an interesting realization that I really stumble over too, Al, because I know countless people that attend local meetings, city councils, board of supervisors, get on advisory groups. I think people are frustrated. They just think, well, they'll wait for the next voting season, and they'll get someone to represent them. Again, not realizing that our cities, our counties, all these agencies work on grants. They're obliged to follow the grants that they accept, and the grants are all fashioned from and directly from the World Bank and Rothschild and the policies that are made to create a centralized funding mechanism, food mechanism, water mechanism to control all of us and all of the resources. And I really don't understand it either, why people are not simply asking that next question. And I think your referral to recommending everybody read and download it, Senate Report 93549. But Al, I know many times when we speak, we talk about the fundamental information that is probably the simplest and shortest read that anyone can make. It's only a 41-page document. I would recommend everyone download Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Again, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. This really does define our reality. It talks about how we were manipulated, and this began, of course, the Silent Weapons came out of 1954 during one of the first Bilderberg meetings, put together by Rockefeller, Rothschild, Harvard University, the military, and it's a plan of manipulation, enslavement, and genocide. And I think that is such a revealing document, and I know that we talk about that all the time, recommending that everyone have a copy, download a copy of this, again, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. So from that document, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, and the underpinning of Senate Report 93549, it all bridges.
How would you sum this up for people that may not have read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars?
Well, if I was going to sum it up and try not to make it too confusing, mm-hmm. I would remind people there are a lot on the Internet who are aware that gold was confiscated right. in 1933. But to do that, which it's an unconstitutional act for Roosevelt to have demanded people turn in their gold, to do that, to accomplish that goal, they had to vote to redefine the Trading with the Enemy Act, okay, which regulates when you're trading with the enemy. It regulates everything the enemy can do. So to justify or to find a legal basis for confiscating the people's gold, they altered and brought forth the Trading with the Enemy Act and now included United States citizens as enemies.
Now, wait a minute. Some people that might be listening will be saying, just a minute. How can we possibly be enemies of this country that we love so much? And that is where I think people stumble in their thinking, because they've not been taught this in school. They're not educated to understand. They don't attend meetings. Many people that may be listening are not attending their local city council meetings or their school board meetings. Would you think that it might be easier for people, being that we want to get this out in a fashion which people will understand, that they should maybe consider attending a meeting to understand what we're saying with us being the enemies and the fact that we're incorporated and there's corporate bylaws and there's requirements to allow public speaking, that it's our public speaking is virtually an annoyance, but it's a requirement. So discuss whether or not you think people should go to a meeting. I know you were talking most recently about someone you know that attended a meeting, and they suddenly identified the meeting as a Delphi meeting and how they broke up into little groups. Discuss that. Let people know about that. And what do you think of people going to meetings and discovering that this for themselves? Well, don't believe us.
I think that's a good idea, but before I go there, I just wanted to connect the two dots. So, Silent Weapon for Quiet War, when you read that, you will realize, it even says in there who the enemy is. It's the American people. Okay, so we're connecting the dots back to 1933, and Silent Weapon for Quiet War, I believe, was written in 1979. So from 33 to 79, we are still the enemy, and we are still to be controlled. Now, you go to a public meeting, and you may be enthused. Oh, they're going to listen to me. They're finally going to hear me about 5G or whatever other concerns in our community. People have gone and complained about the changes in the roads and the roundabouts and the fact that they're putting in hotels we don't even need, five-story, and my community never had five-story anything. So people go to the meeting and they expect to be heard, and what they find again and again and again is that this Delphi technique is used. They're presented with the information and it's all spun. It's not really explained. And then when public comment comes, they're given 3 minutes to talk. And at the end of 3 minutes, generally, if you don't shut up, there will be someone in that room to escort you out. And they don't answer your comments. They don't address anything in that public meeting. They just say thank you. Next.
So well, as a matter of fact,
have no input in those meetings. And
as a matter of fact, I'd like to just quickly add. Recently, such a meeting that I attended, a Santa Rosa City Council meeting, they actually now have a list of accepted input by those that are there. We're coming on to a break, and join us on the other side. We have much to cover, and in the ensuing hour as well. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. We're in the final home run stretch of this hour. We will be picking it up on the top of the hour for more. And what Al and I have been talking about is the fact that we are the enemy. And I really like, Al, the way that James Traficant stated it in his book, America's Last Minute Man. Because we're talking about the global takeover of the food, water, and all resources, and the illusion that has been put in place, and how could this have happened, and why aren't more activists talking about the facts that we certainly were collateralized against, and the receivers of the bankruptcy were the United States. Internet was the receivers of the United States bankruptcy were the international bankers via the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund, and all United States offices, officials, and departments are now and have been operating
within a de facto status in name only under emergency war powers. And just prior to the break, we were talking about the way that cities operate, and I just wanted to read a commitment of civility that is on the screen at our meetings here in Northern California. And just a couple of items. They say to ensure civility in its public meetings, the city council has adopted rules of decorum applicable to the council, staff, and public to be followed at all council meetings, and to promote respect and for freedom of speech. There is no freedom of speech. Let me clear that up right now. And the right to request that elected officials address citizens' issues that relate to the city's business. And they go on to talk about how there is to be no clapping, no affirmation that you certainly appreciate what someone said. And most importantly, you are to adhere to the speaking time limit. So with that, Al, let's move into the fact that we know that the food has been confiscated, essentially. The food reality, the food sources, the farming lands, all of this has been slowly and incrementally confiscated through rules of agriculture and the types and brands of fertilizers in order to get subsidies. Now we're seeing lands being gobbled up by corporate entities. We're now in here, certainly in Northern California, we're seeing lands literally turning into reserves, preserves in perpetuity. And they're wanting to float a eighth of a cent sales tax countywide here in order to promote the accessibility to the very lands they promised would be accessible to all of the people here. When these lands come out of the property tax base, when the city or county acquires lands from farmers or ranchers, and they hold it then under their parks and rec, then there are no more private property taxes collected. And we're seeing this happening, and it's becoming a way in which we are then being barred from accessing these lands because they say without enough money, they can't maintain the safety issues of walking through the lands that we were promised that we could enjoy. So it's land confiscation. It is farm confiscation. And how do you see it from your perspective where you are, Al? Because you're in Ohio.
Yeah, I have not seen land confiscation much. What I do see is regulation. In other words...
Well, confiscation through regulation, yes.
Oh, yes and no. They don't confiscate the land directly, but the regulations make it almost impossible for the organic growers, and they're not all gone, but I know several who had quit because they could not continue, make a profit, and follow through with all the regulations that were required of them. So I want to bring it back, if you don't mind, Deborah, to this statement that comes from the Silent Weapon for Quiet Wars. It's so revealing, okay, because we're talking about regulations that actually end up putting these people out of business.
Absolutely.
And this is what it said, quote, thus...
What page is this on that you're reading this from?
Page 40.
Okay.
Quote, thus a nation becomes divided into very distinct parts, a docile subnation, which is the great silent majority, and a political subnation. The political subnation, which is the corporate government structure, remains attached to the docile subnation, tolerates it, and leeches its substance until it grows strong enough to detach itself and then devour its parent, unquote. Now people can better understand why local government is not only working to improve your life, it is actually working against you. And it is working for an agenda that is coming through the grant network through all these agencies.
Yes.
And they have to make you follow the agency regulations. Okay, this is how your local farmers are getting put out of business. It is these agencies that establish the regulations. None of us voted for these agencies. They are not in and of themselves constitutional. They are basically parasitic, and they are there to implement agendas for the big picture, the big banksters.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think, again, the value of reading Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars is invaluable, because also on page 38, you will read, politicians hold many quasi-military jobs, the lowest being the police, which are the soldiers, the attorneys and CPAs next, who are spies and saboteurs and are licensed, and the judges, who shout orders and run the closed union military shop for whatever the market will bear, and the generals are the industrialists. The presidential level of commander-in-chief is shared by the international bankers.
There you go.
People know that they have created this farce and financed it with their own taxes and consent, but they would rather knuckle under than be hypocritic. So it's important that people understand what has occurred and how we are being leached, and we're just literally human resources. And until they are no longer needing us, and the way that technology is advancing, with sensors and robotics and the various aspects now of going forward with the reinvention of the food supply and how that's going to unfurl throughout throughout the world. We are literally being replaced. Now, I hear the conclusion of this hour. Everyone stay tuned. We're coming back to discuss this further. And Al, I really appreciate all your input. Everyone, stay tuned.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.